Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Whoa. Get a lead on, boy. Say,
Babylon, you're wrong. Babylon, you're wrong. Babylon, you're wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. Yeah. Babylon, you're wrong. Babylon, you're wrong.
Babylon, you're wrong.
Sort of packed away like unused baggage, crying as we're dying on one another. Oh, 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 oh.
Child entertainment. The creator, the only.
Praise y'all for Ali Ashan, Baruch Yah, Malek, Ba-Shamayim, Law, Ba-Alek, praise Yah, for he execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He renewed my health like the eagle's wings. Yah fed my mouth with good things, so unto Yah his glory I sing. Yah
bless Yah, oh my soul.
Shalom, shalom. Give it all honor, all glory, and all praise to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh Elohim. It is a great honor to give praises to the Most High. It is a great honor and a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. My name is More Obadiah Israel of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street, and this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior, the Judge, and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our King, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises unto the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you are tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yah. Now, what will we be discussing this evening? We will be discussing an interesting meditation that the Most High has given me. Had the opportunity to gather with our brothers and sisters at the House of Israel at 1664 California Avenue and was able to break bread and praise Yah together. And it felt good. It felt real good. And it always feels good to gather with my people, to gather with the Almighty's people, and to break bread, and to praise Yah. It always feels great. And it feels great because what it is doing is confirming the word of what Yahweh has commanded his servants to do. And anytime you keep the laws of the Most High, anytime you confirm the testimonies of the Most High, it should be a great feeling. Because truly, it is good to do that, which is lawful and right in the eyes of Yahweh. And to have that feeling shouldn't last for a day. It shouldn't last for 2 days. It shouldn't last a week. It should be a standard, because that's what the laws of Yahweh have made it, a standard. And the vast majority of our people, whether they choose to admit it or not, the vast majority of our people, the vast majority of the world, they hearken unto things that are not of Yahweh. They listen to things that are not of Yahweh, and they follow after people that are not of Yahweh. And this is why there's so much discord. This is why there's so much hatred. This is why there's so much animosity. You can't say you keep the laws of the Most High and then hate your brother or hate your sister. Because the law of Yahweh commands you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So undoubtedly, whenever we err, whenever we talebear, whenever we have animosity, and whenever there's negative controversy, we can't blame the laws of the Most High. And we can't blame the servants of the Most High who's confirming Yahweh's laws and testimonies. We undoubtedly have to blame ourselves. But is it all the individual's fault? Well, of course not. Because Yahweh have made leaders. And a leader is supposed to guide. A leader is supposed to govern. A leader is supposed to direct. Now, no matter whether you call yourself a more, a minister, whether you call yourself a so-called reverend, whether you call yourself an imam, whether you are a mother or you are a father or a mother, whether you are a teacher, you are in a leadership position because others are looking up to you to be guided. And what is Yah's indictment on the leaders of today? Well, it depends on how you look, because there's two sides to every spectrum. You have one side where there's righteous leaders, and Yahweh has given them their honor because they have walked in the ways of Yahweh, and they have walked with Elohim. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you have those that do the opposite of what Yahweh commanded. They don't even hearken to the words of the Most High. And for those that claim that they do, they still not hearkening to the words of the Most High, because it's always an excuse not to do the laws of the Most High, not to confirm the testimonies of the Most High. And what indictment has Yahweh made on the leaders of today? Well, we don't have to take my word for it. Let's read and see what Yahweh has said about the leaders. If you turn to the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 14th verse. And Isaiah 9 and 14 reads, "Therefore, Yahweh will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and bush in one day. And the ancient and honorable, he is the head. And the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail." And then verse 16 reads, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed." That's right. Our people are hearkening to prophets, which is just messengers of Yahweh. But they hearken into false prophets. They listen to the leaders, but they following after the wrong leaders. Because no leader will ever stand before you and say, you have to disobey the laws of Yah. You have to not keep the commandments of Yah. You have to defile the Sabbath day of Yah. You have to ignore everything that Yahweh have instructed you to do. That's not a leader that Yahweh has set up to do righteousness. No wonder we are destroyed. Because who are we looking to? Well, we're not looking to the leaders. We're not looking for the messengers of Yah. We're looking for the presidents to guide us. We're looking for the senators to guide us. We're looking for the motivational speakers to guide us. And we're looking for everyone but those who are sick of Yahweh. But if you truly want to be destroyed, then you follow after these men. Why? Because they're going to give you the vices of their own heart. They're going to give you meditations from their own heart. They're going to give you statues and judgments, not of Yahweh, but of them. Now, they may sprinkle the name of Yah on it to make it seem like it's in his book. It's in his testimony. But when you read for yourself, you'll see that it's far from the word of Yahweh. And why is our people destroyed? Why would it be such a position of leadership that caused the people to be destroyed? Well, first, the first thing a leader has to do is rule in the fear of Yahweh. And he has to hearken unto the voice of Yah. And the voice of Yah the counsel of Yah will have you hearkened unto counsel. When Yah made Adam, he gave Adam instructions. He gave Adam commands. So when he put Adam in the deep sleep and he made Eve or Hawa, she had to follow the same laws, judgments, and instructions that was given to Adam. But when they both erred, he blamed his wife. But you the leader, and you the governor, and you are the head. And undoubtedly, that's the position that a lot of our people will be in today. When Yahweh's wrath, when Yahweh's judgment comes upon the earth, it's going to be a lot of finger pointing. It's going to be a lot of blaming. It's going to be a whole, well, I thought this leader was set up by you, Yah. I thought that this leader followed you, Yah. And guess what the leaders are going to be doing? They're going to be blaming the people. I told them. They just didn't listen. I said this. They just didn't listen. But Yahweh said, look, there's order in how Yahweh wants the leaders to rule. And the first thing you have to do is rule in the fear of Yahweh. And you have to be just. And if you're going to be just, then you have to hearken unto counsel. Now, why is it important to hearken unto wise counsel? Well, let's read it. Tell me to the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, I'm going to read the 14th verse. Proverbs 11 and 14 reads, where no counsel is, the people fall. So don't wonder the leaders called them to error, because the people don't want you listening to nobody but them. You don't have to listen to Yahweh. As long as you listen to me, you're straight. And that's why our people are being destroyed daily. And this lets you know, where there is no counsel, people fall. So surely they'll be led into destruction. Surely they'll be led into darkness. And surely they will be led to be consumed, because there is no counsel. But in the latter part of that verse, it says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. That's right. In the multitude of counsel, there is safety. And why is this? Why is this a fact? Why is this the truth? Why is this a testimony in the book, in the law of wisdom? Why is this there? Why is there safety in the multitude of counselors? Why can't I just listen to my teacher? Why can't I just listen to the president? Why can't I just listen to the city council? Why can't I just listen to the TV? Why can't I just listen to the radio? Why can't I just listen to my friends? Well, this is why. If you go right to Proverbs, the 12th chapter. Right on over to Proverbs, the 12th chapter, and the 15th verse. And it reads, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. So you got to know who you hanging with. If you hanging with the pagan, the fools, you'll be destroyed. And that's what's happening to our people today. They're being consumed daily. That's why all this violence is happening in the streets. That's why all this misjustice is happening in the streets, because there is no one hearkening to counsel. And a fool, they wise in their own eyes. They think everything they said is deep. They say everything that they said is profound. They think that everything that comes out of their mouth is divine. But Yahweh is letting it be known through his wisdom is that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearkens unto counsel is wise. Why is that the truth? Because what you're going to do when you get a meditation, you're going to see if this is from Yahweh or if it's not. Is it from the imagination of your own heart? And the scriptures let you know that iron sharpens iron, and a man's countenance sharpeneth his friend. So this lets you know, like, I keep an idea. And I say, well, I believe I want to be a moray. I believe that. So what you need to do is, if that's what's placed on you, the only way that you're going to find out if that's what Yahweh wants you to do is do counsel. The first way you seek is Yahweh first. You seek Yahweh first. And you pray to Yahweh and ask him for an answer. And guess what Yahweh going to do? He going to have you hearkening unto counsel. So then you'll go to counsel. Because you may think you're ready. You may think you wise. You may think you full of understanding and knowledge. But you get around those that do have wisdom, understanding and knowledge, and they'll make what you know look foolish. And this is the vast majority of why the leaders cause the people to err, because they don't want to hearken to counsel, because the counsel they may receive may be of Yahweh, and that counsel may have them looking foolish, and they worried about how they look in the eyes of people, when really you should be concerned with how you look in the eyes of Yahweh. If you truly are putting yourself in a leadership position, you shouldn't be concerned with how man looks at you. You should be concerned at how Yahweh looks at you. And you can't get caught up in your own self. You can't self-proclaim yourself as humble. You can't self-proclaim yourself as meek. You can't self-proclaim yourself as righteous. These are going to be confirmed by the words Most High. Because if you are humble, if you are meek, if you are righteous, where did you get those ways from? You got them from Yahweh. So one way or another, you hearken into counsel. Whether you hearken into righteous counsel or whether you hearken into wicked counsel, you hearken into counsel. And most people, they go by the counsel of who they're most influenced by. Or they are people that hearken unto them. That's who they counsel with. No, you got to look outside of yourself. Because we just read a fool. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. So if I'm foolish and I'm hanging around a bunch of fools, what do I look like counseling with foolishness? Of course I'm going to sound bright. Of course I'm going to sound intelligent. Of course I'm going to sound like I'm on top of it. Because I'm with a companion of fools. And that's why the people that don't hearken to counsel, they get led by these men and be destroyed. And this is what's happening to our people. We're being consumed every day because we refuse to hearken unto the words of Yah. Now, we'll hearken unto the words of man. The husband will hearken to the words of his wife. The wife will hearken to the words of her husband. They'll hearken to the words of their children. Hearken to the words of their friends. But when it comes to hearkening to the word of Yahweh, now you have to scratch your head. Now all of a sudden you have to meditate. Now all of a sudden we have to counsel. Now all of a sudden we got to have meetings. Well, what's the meet about? This is the law of Yahweh. The judgment is already here. Now it's up to us to do it. It's up to execute it. And this is why the vast majority of our people are destroyed. Because we just hearkened unto the wrong leaders. You want to find you, or you, matter of fact, you don't want to find you anyone. You want to seek Yahweh and ask him to direct your steps. Because it says this in the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and the 9th verse, it reads, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but Yahweh directs his steps." That's right. Your heart will have you in every direction. Oh, I like him. I like the way he dressed. I like his vernacular. I like the way the gold teeth shine when he's speaking. Oh, man, I like her. She got a nice body. She smells so good. Oh, man, I like that class. It's so nice. The chair swivel when you sit in them. That's why I say a man's heart divides up his way. Because all your heart is trying to do is cater to your pleasures. Cater to our lust. So your heart will divide you in whatever way is going to pleasure you. But Yahweh is going to direct your steps. And when Yahweh directs your steps, you're going to go into a road that's less often traveled. You're going to look in that way and say, I don't know if we should go that way. And Yahweh has commanded you to go that way because it's not going to look how we think it's going to look. And the people are not going to be people that we think. We want a bunch of characters. But what you want is a man of Elohim, a woman of Elohim, men of truth. Let's go stand by the words of Yahweh. Now, people will take the scriptures and say the leaders cause in the error, and they feel like, well, I don't have to listen to nobody. I don't got to listen to you. You're not my leader. You're not my commander. I don't have to hearken to you at all because the scriptures say the leaders call the people to err. Well, why do the leaders call the people to err? Because they refuse to hearken to the word of Yahweh. But why would you not listen to a servant of Yah that's keeping the laws of Yah, that's confirming the testimonies of Yah, that's enacting the statutes of Yahweh? Now we'll be a fool to look at that and say, well, I'm not following after him. And you following after Yah. But you want to be a husband. You want to be a supervisor. You want to be a boss at your job. You want to be a father. But you won't hearken to the counsel of those that seek Yahweh and serve Yahweh and keep the ways of Yah. My people, the scriptures say a false balance is an abomination unto Yahweh. So yes, you can hearken to the voice of man if they get in their answer from Yahweh. If they get in their counsel from Yahweh, and if they counsel it with brothers and sisters who walk after and fear Yahweh. My people, this is what Yahweh has commanded. But you don't want to follow after the tenderhearted, the faint-hearted, that'll just tell you, nah, man, it's looking grim out there. I don't know about this Yah stuff. I don't know about these laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. That's why every day we come here confirming the words of Yahweh. Every day we stand before the people to confirm the words of Yahweh, because Yahweh's words are the truth. And we have to confirm these words. In other words, if we don't confirm these words, then how are we witnessing to the Messiah? How are we showing the world that we know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim if we're not confirming the words of Yahweh? But the vast majority of our people, they don't want to hearken unto that. Because they want the leaders to look good, dress good. And this is what will end up happening if you hearken to what your heart will lead you into. It's in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the third verse. And it reads, and wherefore have Yahweh brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? And were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return unto Egypt. And this is what happened when you don't trust Yahweh. As soon as the adversity comes, as soon as it looks dark, as soon as it looks grim, as soon as it doesn't look promising, next thing you want to do is return back to being oppressed. That's why this prophecy that Yahweh has said that we will be oppressed for 400 years. We have to know how to number our days, my people, because the time of our liberation is rapidly approaching. And if we're not preparing ourselves, if we're not willing to cleave unto every word spoken by the Most High, this is the same spirit we're going to be walking in. We're going to be trying to get a captain and return back to the land of our oppressors. With all this death to Babylon, with all this America has been oppressing our people. They've been slaying our people. They done made us the tail and not the head. With all this being said, as soon as the path doesn't look clear unto you, you want to return back to oppression. And my people, any leader that will stand before the people and say that we should cleave unto our oppressors, oh, my people, you should see why we are being destroyed. You should see why we're being consumed daily. But if you're hearkening unto righteous leadership, fret not. If you don't understand it, this is the council. That's what the service of Yahweh is for. Not for you not to ask questions. Not for you not to obtain knowledge. That's what they're for. And that's what they were set up to do. Now, people will act like this is something foreign. People will act like this is something that's brand new. That the only people that taught were the priests. So what you doing up there? So what you doing teaching? So what you doing speaking? That's what they'll ask. Well, that goes to show you that they don't even understand the words of Yahweh at all. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. And it reads, "Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Yahweh your Elohim have multiplied you. And behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Yahweh Elohim of your fathers made you 1,000 times many more as you are, and blessed you, and he have promised you. How can I as myself own bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife?" That's right, Moses knew the people have, man, the Most High multiplied them as the stars of heaven. So how can I alone do it? Now people are like, man, how you teach the Sabbath? That was just for the priest. This was just for the priest. This is just for the priest. This is just for the priest. Well, this is a priest. Inquiring of the Most High how to deal with the manna. And let's see the counsel that Yahweh gave him. In verse 13, it reads, "Take you wise men and understanding and known amongst your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And you answered me and said, the thing which you have spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers amongst your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the cause between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and strangers, and the stranger that is with him. Ye shall have no respect of persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. And you shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is Elohim's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it." This is what you see right here is how a righteous government is established. The people of the day have been taught that it's all contingent on one man. It's all contingent on one tribe. Well, this is a man from the tribe of Levi. And this was the counsel that he was given. Get you some chief men. wise men and understand and known amongst the tribes, and set them up to be rulers and to be judges. But make sure that they don't have a respect of person. Make sure that they don't look and say, man, that's my buddy, so I can't never call him wicked. Or that's my father. Or that's my brother. Or that's my uncle. Man, that's my niece. I know she played the whore, but that's my niece. No. Yahweh said, you don't have no respect to person in judgment, because judgment is Elohim's. And my people, this is why we're being destroyed today. Because it's not being known, made known by the vast majority of the people who our people look up to in a leadership position. Is not being made known that the judgment is Elohim's. The righteousness that brings forth, it's not my righteousness. The testimonies that draw forth, they're not my testimonies. The statues that draw forth, they're not my statues. And the days that I have commanded to keep holy, they don't belong to me. Judgment is Elohim's. And that's the type of leader you should always seek. Someone that know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim, and that the judgment is Elohim. So when you inquire of them, when you hearken unto them, when you seek an answer from them, they won't give you an answer of their own heart. They will seek Yahweh. This is how you know you in righteous leadership. Good leadership. And if it comes for a matter too hard that they can't answer, and no one can see in the answer, well, this is why Yahweh said that in the last days we should seek Yahweh our Elohim and David our King. If the matters are too controversial. But the vast majority of people reject the knowledge, all based on who's bringing it to you, who's saying it. And this is not what Yahweh requires, my people. Yahweh say, you seek unto those that seek unto me. Because the leaders are causing the people to err. And there's many leadership positions in the world today, and they're just being mishandled because they're not seeking the counsel of Yahweh. They're seeking the devices of their own heart. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? It's what would the leaders would do. Either the leaders are going to cause you to go and serve Yahweh, or they're going to cause you to err. And why I said earlier, why the responsibility is on the leaders is because that's what a shepherd is. He's a leader. He guides the flock. He guides and directs the flock. But ultimately, it's up to you to also keep your eyes open and not follow after man blindlessly. So if someone is giving you instructions, statutes, judgments, commandments, testimonies, laws that's not of Yahweh, then you got to say, well, hold on. Where has Yahweh established this? Where has Yahweh spoken this? Where did Yahweh say seek out of other books? Where did Yahweh say to follow after lights? After a light. Man, where did Yahweh say serve another God? I need you to establish this matter. And don't be afraid, like Yahweh said in the book, in Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Don't be afraid of their faces. The leaders can't be afraid of the people's faces, but the people can't be afraid of the leaders' faces to ask questions. Because what you try to obtain is salvation. Now, if you just want to cause strife and you just want to cause a bunch of turmoil, then that's something different. But if you truly seek in righteousness, if you truly seek the answer from Yah, then yes, you should ask those questions. And through the will of the Most High, they'll get answered. But the problem with most people is that they ready to talk. than to hear. And the instructions of Yahweh is the exact opposite. He said, be willing to listen than to give the sacrifice of fools. So you always want to be willing to listen more than you're talking. Because how can you have questions? How can you inquire? How can you seek understanding if you just won't be quiet and listen to the answers that are given? It doesn't matter if you disagree with the answer that is given. It doesn't matter if you think that the answer was wrong. You still inquired of an answer. And while the individual was given the answer, allow them the time to give you an answer. Now, if they don't give you an answer that's Yahweh, then you can say, okay, I appreciate that. And go about and seek you a servant of Yahweh. But you have to be willing to hear, then always be willing to speak. And when you don't hearken unto the voice of Yah, when you don't hearken unto the instructions that Yahweh has set forth, that's why we are destroyed. In the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter and the 16th verse, it reads, thus saith Yahweh, stay ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they say, we will not walk therein. That's right. Always willing to talk. How do I obtain mercy for the Most High? For yourself. How do I humble myself? Well, according to the testimonies, we put on sackcloth and we fasted. I know about that. I got to see if something else. Well, you ask me, and I can show you that's how we humbled ourselves. But the people have already purposed in their hearts, man, we're not going to walk in the ways of Yah. We don't want to walk in the old paths. We want something new. We know that's how Israel was saved out of captivity, by hearkening unto the voice of Yah and by walking out with Yah's servant. It was by Yah's way how we came out of captivity, not by our righteousness. And that's the same way we're going to come out of this captivity. But no, we want a new way. We want it like, nah, I'm going to set up a bomb and it's going to blow up and be so dangerous that they're going to say, man, let those people go. No. Ask for the old path. That's what these testimonies are for. You see how our people was enslaved. You see how our people was oppressed. And you see how salvation was brought to them. Well, my people, the same way salvation was brought to them then is the same way salvation will be brought to us in these days. But you got to ask for the old path. And the old paths are the ways of Yahweh. Ways that are sure. Ways that are proven. Ways that are tried. But if you don't hearken to the voice of Yahweh, you're going to say in your heart, we're not going to walk in these ways. And then in verse 17, it says, also, I have said, watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Because the people do not want to hearken to the sound of Yahweh's warning. And we've been telling you, prepare yourselves. The day of Yahweh is rapidly in hand. And it's being ignored. My people, the servants of Yahweh are not lecturers. And we're not motivational speakers. Meaning like, it's not going to always be a mess brought to you that's going to make you feel good. It's going to be very uncomfortable. It's going to be darkness. It's going to be travail. But that's when you put your trust in Yahweh. Because it says Yahweh will save you out of all of your troubles. Well, Yahweh never said you will never have a troubled day as long as you serve me. And we got to hearken unto the instructions of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. Because you want to know why it's so important on what type of leader that you're following after, that you're walking after. Well, because whoever you hearken to, your very life can be at risk. In the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter and the first verse, it reads, again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, the people that set this man up for their watchman. But look at what the watchman's responsibility is. It says, if when he see a sword come upon the land and he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, and the sword come and take him away, his blood should be upon his own head. Because we've been telling you, prepare yourselves. Humble yourselves before Yahweh. Stop following after vanity. Know that Yahweh is the truth. And Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Yahweh is going to take his people out of captivity, and he's going to judge the people that have been oppressing his people. But also, he's going to judge us. And we're not going to leave wholly unpunished. But Yahweh say today we are delivered, even though it's so much oppression and violence going on. Yahweh say that day is great. So prepare yourselves. But if you don't, and Yahweh's wrath come upon you, well, then the blood is not upon our hands. But all the people that like smooth words, all the people that like them slick speeches, let's read, let's continue reading. It says in the fifth verse, he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from amongst them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hands. So if they don't blow the trumpet, and they telling you, you ain't got to worry, you're not coming out of captivity until you're ready. You don't have to give Yahweh none of your works. You don't have to keep none of Yahweh's laws. And you hearken unto it, and your blood is shed. Well, now your blood is on the watchman's hands. But then it says in verse 7, see thou, O son of man, I have set you watchman upon the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear the word in my mouth, warn them from me. And that's what the watchman is for. Because the watchman is in a leadership position. Just like mores. Just like your ministers. The ministers that follow after Yah, you're supposed to warn the people of the wrath of Yahweh coming. As a leader, I have to warn you of the impending danger that's coming. And I'm not coming from a place to say I'm safe and you got to worry. No, we all got to worry. We got to all seek Yahweh so we can obtain mercy, so that we may be here in the day of his wrath. But you have to hearken unto wise counsel. And you have to seek Yahweh to be put in righteous leadership, to be led in those that leading in the ways of Yahweh. Because if you don't, if you refuse, they'll be destroyed. And why did I say it's your responsibility? Why did I say it's not you have partial? Because Yahweh has said he has set before us life and death, blessings and curses. And he commanded his servants to choose life. So if we don't choose life, then we can't be remorseful for what calamity falls upon our heads. So it's a very important decision that you have to make. It's a very important way that you have to seek. And you have to seek Yahweh and ask to be placed in the path of righteous leadership so that you will be led to the promised land and not led into the snares of destruction. My people, the decision is now. And you're not going to find it in the voters box. You're not going to find it by marching. And you're definitely not going to find it by following after false idols. You're only going to find it when you seek your true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. Because Yahweh is going to send you righteous shepherds. And they're going to tell you what Yahweh has instructed them. It's not going to be smooth. It's not going to be like candy. Some of it's going to be rough. But know that Yahweh, for those that hearken unto Yahweh, he will save them out of all their troubles. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Never. Only through you, yeah, I will.